Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Matthew 16, please, this morning? Matthew 16. We've been on a series for a few weeks now. We're calling The Church. The Church. The subtitle is, It's Not Just a Sunday Thing. Right? The Church. It's not just a Sunday thing. And the reason I say that, and I know it sounds humorous, but how many know that with millions, that's all it is? It's just a Sunday thing. You go, and quicker you get out, the better, and just say you went. Religious. But God is real. And we believe the church is very, very high on His list of priorities and what He values. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, Matthew 16, verse 13, Jesus said to His disciples, He asked them, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? We spent our whole time last Sunday on that, didn't we? Who is He? Well, He's the head of the church. Does it matter what you believe about Him? Can you be saved without Him? No. Can you have the Father without the Son? No. The Bible says you can't. Can you get to the Father any other way except for faith in the Son? What if you don't believe in Jesus? Then you are an unbeliever. Matters not where you're from, who you are, your nationality, your background, color, your age, your education, nothing. You don't believe in Jesus, you are not saved. Hallelujah. I know some folks don't like it that plain, but if you're going to be a Christian, you got to believe the Bible. Right. He is the head of the church, and He is the way to the Father. And what you believe about Him and who He is makes all the difference in your life, whether you're lost or saved, right, or you spend eternity. So He says, who do men say I am? Who do you say He is? Well, let's agree with what Peter said by the Spirit here, right? Some said, well, you're John the Baptist. Some said, he's Elijah. Some said, he's Jeremiah. Some said, well, I don't know, but he's one of the prophets. And he said, okay, who do you say I am? There comes a point when you need to quit quoting other folks. Well, this is what our church believes, but what do you believe? Mom and daddy always believe, well, what do you believe?
Hallelujah.
What do you believe? So they told him what everybody was saying. He said, okay, all right, what do you say? Simon Peter answered. He spoke up. He was the first one to speak up. Sometimes he was the first one to speak up and it wasn't good. But today, he was doing good, at least for a little while. Read later on in the chapter, and he wasn't doing so good. But he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Everybody say that out loud. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, let's don't be religious. Let's don't be historical. Is God real?
Yes.
Is He real?
Yes.
Is He sitting on the throne this morning?
Yes.
Is Jesus real?
Yes.
Was He born?
Yes.
In the manger and lived and preached and ministered and healed and delivered? Was He nailed to the cross?
Yes.
Did He die?
Yes.
Was He laid in the tomb?
Yes.
Was He raised from the dead?
Yes.
Raised physically.
Yes.
Physically. From the dead. You can't go to a grave and find Jesus' body. His body's not here. His body, He's in His body. And that body's seated at the right hand of majesty on high. And he is not just a man. He is the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Son of the living God who never sinned, whose precious, pure, spotless blood buys our redemption. He has bought us with his own blood. Is this real to you? Do you believe this? Glory to God. Now that's most important. Don't let anybody distract you with anything else and cause you to think that anything else is more important to God. This is it. And last Sunday we talked about this, that during that time in the church, people were getting excited about angels. And we read about it, that he warned them to not volitionally and voluntarily get involved in worshiping angels and forget to hold to the head. Hold to the head. Angel, there is no angel that's ahead of the church. The church is not built on angels. The church is not built on any government or any group. What's the church built on? Jesus. Jesus. Can you get excited about this now? Now, the reason it might seem unnecessary to say, but every generation, large portions of the church get sidetracked on something, and usually several things. And in their pursuit of something that might be a truth or a partial truth, they forget to hold to the head. And they emphasize something else more than the head. It is not to be. Said out loud, he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. This revelation came straight from the Father, straight out of heaven. It is a forever settled truth that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I say also to you that you are Peter. And that is a word for rock, but it means a rock that could be moved. A rock that might be carried. You are a rock, and upon this rock, which is another word for rock, foundational stone, rock like a mountain, rock like bedrock that goes thousands of feet deep. On this rock, what rock? The rock of the revelation that he just spoke out. The rock of the Christ, the Son of the living God. On this rock, I will build my church. Say that out loud. On this rock.
On this rock.
I will build my church.
I will build my church.
Well, that was Jesus talking in the first person.
Hallelujah.
We can say it like this. On this rock, he will build his church. Say that out loud. On this rock, he will build his church. Is this something he's interested in?
Yes.
What kind of priority is this to him? This number 10 on the list of most important things to God? 8, 9, 5, what do you think? We took some time and we read other scriptures in previous sessions about how that Jesus has purchased the church with his own blood, the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
What's more important than this?
Nothing.
What does he have going on in the earth that he's more interested in, that's a bigger priority to him than building the church? That was a little weak. People are hesitant about this because they think, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about that? What about the nations? And what about the governments? And what about this? I'm telling you, this is number one with the Master. Building his church. Because none of these nations are going to last. None of them. All the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord, and they're just going to be one.
Hallelujah.
One kingdom. The kingdom of God. And it's the church that's going to rule and reign with him in this kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
If it is number one with him, building his church, what should be number one with us?
Building
our company. What should be number one with us? Taking care of our family. Huh? Yeah, but it is. What should be number one with us? Building our retirement. Life is short. It is so brief. Another few breaths and you and I are not going to be here. People live down here like they're always going to do what they're doing right now. We'll get up, we'll go to work, we'll come home, we'll sweep the floor, we'll make the bed, we'll eat and watch the news and go to bed. We'll do this forever. No, you're only going to do it a few more times.
Hallelujah.
And then you're out of here. Hmm? Is it true or not? How many millions and millions have lived on this planet before us, and they were born and they grew up and they married and they had kids and they went to school and they worked and they died and they're not here? It's happened over and over. And people say, I don't like to think about that, preacher. Just hush. I don't want to think about it. I know my life is short, but I want to enjoy my life. If you are a child of God, your main purpose for being on the planet is not to enjoy life. Now, you can enjoy some life, and you can't enjoy life like you can enjoy it serving God. There is no more joy in life than serving him, but you must get your priorities straight. If you live for your business, then you're not living for God, even though you call him Lord. If you live for your family, then you're not living to build the church and to please God. Now, when you get into this kind of thing, you run into some walls. Because people say, yeah, I've had people tell me to my face, well, now, I know all that, Brother Keith, but now my family comes first. And they say it like it's written in stone. My family comes first. Like they're justified in it. Like everybody ought to know, well, of course, that's what's right. If your family comes first, God is not first. Simple. If your family is first, if your kids are first, your grandkids are first, your spouse is first, then God is not first. Is that okay? That means Jesus, you have faith in him as your Savior, but he is not your Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me